welcome to On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. This is episode 4, where we will travel to other continents and take a little visit to our own backyard with artists like Tanarawen and Black Robin Hero, respectively. We'll feature music that is brand new to the WNCW airwaves, as well as music from artists who are very familiar to you, folks like Alison Krauss and Sunvolt. We've also got your DJ for a Day segment, and I'll sit down with Kim Clark. We'll explore syndicated programming and how she makes the show Dig, which is a nationally award-winning show on many, many stations here in the United States. We'll also get into our segue for the week. Let's get it kicked off with one of those artists who you know and love, Alison Krauss, who has 27 Grammy Awards. That's more than any vocalist ever. I sometimes wonder if Alison has a whole house just for her Grammy Awards to put them somewhere. This is her first solo album since 1999. It's called Windy City. Alison has recovered from dysphonia, a condition that made it all but impossible to sing on stage. On this record, she covers artists ranging from Brenda Lee to Willie Nelson, and she gives a lot of the credit to producer Buddy Cannon for all the varied instrumentation and song selection that lends itself so well to her vocal talents. And this is the tune Dream of Me. It's Alison Krauss here on the Way Up.
My life on the road, it's been hard on me and you. Every time we say goodbye, it gets harder to do. But when I'm far away somewhere alone, and the missing you stole, all I've got to do is picture you, and I can feel you. Dream of me.
Brother, don't you get so sore. I never meant to start a war. It's not my fault. She loves me more than you. Some would say I crossed a line. She put her lips up next to mine, and right then I forgot you were my friend. I did it for myself, you know. I never meant to hurt you so, but I can't say I won't do it again. Ah, brother, don't you get so sore. I never meant to start a war. It's not my fault. She loves me more than you. Not a race unless I win. I know where her mouth has been. Believe me when I tell you I don't care. And anyway, she came to me. I never made her do a thing. You're a grown man now. It's time you learn to share. Ah, brother, don't you get so sore. I never meant to start a war. It's not my fault. She loves me more than you. Well, I understand you're angry, but I don't wanna fight you. You knew I was a snake, so of course I'm gonna bite you. Try between the soil and the sky. No one could ever keep me in a cage. You're not the only one I've wronged. I don't know what side I'm on, but you should know by now that I won't change. Ah, sister, don't you get so sore. I never meant to start a war. It's not my fault. He loves me more than you. It is not my fault. He loves me more than you. It's not my fault, he loves me more than you.
That's Curtis McMurtry, son of James McMurtry. The Hornet's Nest is his brand new, and that was Loves Me More. Quite a different direction for Curtis as he gets a chamber ensemble of banjo, cello, upright bass, and muted trumpet. And he is joined by Dinah Burgess. He says, a lot of the music I listen to is from 1950 and earlier. And he says, I actually missed a lot of rock in my musical education. Now let's turn to a group that used to call Southern Ontario home. Now they are in California. This is Ollie V and One Track Mind.
Been sneaking out at night and I'm tired of it. Down by the river where you get your kicks. I met a man with terrible breath. Sold me some trash that turned me inside out. He bought a ticket to a show. Us pretty girls, I have a one-track mind. And I don't care if you're buying these black knives. These black knives. Been sneaking out at night and I'm tired. Under the city lights you get your fix. I met a man with cash in my hand. Sold me some trash that turned me inside out. I bought a ticket to a show that night. Sat in the back where I could stop
from Asheville, North Carolina. That's the group Black Robin Hero. Caroline is the song from Lonely High, new record from the group that formed here in Western North Carolina back in 2009. Matt Lane had lived in San Francisco, moved back to the Carolinas. He had spent some time in South Carolina before moving out to the West Coast, and he got together with folks he was working with at the restaurant, Chef Jay Roland, bartender Sean Oldham, forming the core of Black Robin Hero, and then adding Greg Turkelson and Brian Ross to the group. In the middle, Shiny Ribs, Kev Russell is at it again. That was Don't Leave It a Lie from the new one, I Got Your Medicine. Kev Russell started Shiny Ribs as a side gig while his former band, The Gourds, was taking a hiatus, and he brought along drummer Keith Langford and bassist Jeff Brown and pianist Winfield Cheek into Shiny Ribs. We've also got North Carolinian Jimbo Mathis on that record. We started with Ollie V. And that's O-L-L-I-E-V-E-E. And it's not a person. It's Jesse Adamson, Howard Linscott, Johnny Vassos, and Adam Persia in the group Ollie V. They were in Canada and came down to California. Boy, that is some haunted beauty on that record. It's like Roy Orbison getting together with a Nick Cave kind of vibe to make that one-track mind from Ollie V. Up next, it's DJ for a Day with Kim Clark. It is time for DJ for a Day, where we explore the world of radio and music. Today, talking with Kim Clark about syndicated programming and how all that comes together. Kim is a longtime host at WNCW, a former program director, and now producer of features like Growing Local, History Dibs and Dabs, which you can hear weekday mornings. Also, the highly popular syndicated program Dig, exploring 60s music, which is available at many radio stations across the nation and now in England. How do these syndicated shows like The World Cafe, Sound Opinions, E-Town, The State of Things, how do they get created? How are all the puzzle pieces arranged to fit together perfectly in their time slots?
It is a lot different than the air shifts that you hear the DJs doing on a day-to-day basis here at the station. I like to think that doing a syndicated show is a little bit more science than art, you know. When you're here during the day, you can kind of fly around by the seat of your pants. You only have, I guess, 55 minutes per hour after the headlines, and then there's no barriers in there that you have to worry about. You can just, it's kind of freeform within that 55 minutes. When you're doing a syndicated show, you have to have a uniform, what we call a clock or structure of the hour, so that other stations can work with it. So, for instance, Dig follows a standard NPR clock, the same clock that the World Cafe follows. It's a one-minute intro, billboard, and then a five-minute optional cutaway. Most stations air that 5 minutes. Some don't, because that's where the NPR headlines might be. So you have to think, when you're producing the show, that's expendable music. You know, you don't want that to be really crucial to the show or what you're trying to do. Then after that, you have three segments that must total exactly 51 minutes. So you have to work within those parameters. And, of course, you know, once you get used to that, you can be very creative within that. But you're always looking at that post so it works for different stations. And also, you have to think about the audience at different stations. Here at WNCW, we have a really good idea of who our audience is, because we hear from folks via email, social media, on the phone, and then during a fun drive. Of course, there's that really direct connection. But when you're producing a show that could be aired anywhere in the country, or in a case of Dig, you know, in the UK as well, you have to think about who those other people are. And so it's really interesting, because the public radio audience, for the most part, to the degree that I can gauge it, is really more into the later 60s stuff, you know, more the Woodstocky kind of stuff. The UK audience, and then some of the audience, like the audience at the station in Minnesota, are more into the earlier mid-60s beat stuff, more of the R&B. So I have to try to balance all that all the time to make sure that everybody's hearing something that they're going to enjoy.
Tell us a little bit about how difficult it can be to put a bow on this thing, because not only with Dig, you've got 51 minutes exactly to hit with the bulk of your show, but programs like History Dibs and Dabs, which is just 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work that you can get that down to the exact 90 seconds?
it's all about economy of words, and it's also about sometimes you just have to be brutal. I mean, the folks that do the Dibs and Dabs, they write these wonderful scripts, and they're just so good. I love working with them. Unfortunately, a lot of times after I get their recordings and after we've come here to the station and had our session and recorded them, I put the music on, and we have to put the credits on at the end, you know, that acknowledge the North Carolina Museum of History. And once I do that, I realize they've got like 50 seconds to tell the entire story that they're trying to tell. So you have to go in and really, really edit. First pass through, edit out breaths. Get all the words, all the sentences condensed down where it's not too rushed, but you can get all the information in. And then if it's still too much after that, then you got to go back and like, okay, that phrase is not really adding to the narrative. So it can go. That sentence is not really adding to the narrative. And I know sometimes when they listen back, when their stuff goes out over the radio, they're probably a little disappointed. But, you know, it just has to be what it has to be because it has to fit within that time period.
You're doing a marvelous job, Kim.
Oh, thanks.
It is a lot of work. And what people might not realize is just how much time can go into producing something like this versus doing it live. I like to say that there is mission creep, the military term for going into the studio with producing something versus doing it live, because you can pretty much count on spending about twice as much time anytime you go into the studio to record something, because you can go back and correct things, which means that you will want to and wind up going back and correcting things and redoing things, and it will take up a lot more time. And you're just one person. When you hear a show like The World Cafe, you listen to their credits. Well, they've got producers and people working in all aspects. You know, there's half a dozen people working on that show, easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like with Dig. If I were coming in here live to do a one-hour show, I would do, half an hour or so of show prep, and then I would do the show, and then I would put my things away and I would leave. So you've got maybe 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours invested in that hour of programming. When you're pre-producing it, like you say, just because you can, you know, spend a lot more time, you do, and it takes more time. Like with Dig, I usually start on Dig over the weekend before it airs on Thursday, and I just start selecting music. And, you know, as I walk around and I have these ideas of what might work, I start throwing them in what I call the hopper, and then I'll sit down on Sunday afternoon and start trying to make nice segues out of it and make sure I'm hitting all of those bases that, you know, for the different audiences like we were talking about. Do I have some of the San Francisco sound in there? Do I have some British beat sound in there? Do I have R&B and soul in there? So once I get all those parameters, you know, kind of filled, then I'll sit down and start putting it together. And it's easily 18 to 20 hours of labor in each show. I'm not kidding.
I'm actually surprised. I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, actually producing it is probably like 8 hours, you know, just sitting down and doing the entire thing. But as far as thinking about it and, you know, planning and just getting to the music, and I'm always looking for new music and downloading stuff. So just that process. And that's just like 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, you know, but it adds up. And it's a passion. It's also my hobby. I would be doing a lot of this anyway.
Dig is an award-winning show. It was the second most picked up syndicated show as awarded by PRX last year. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. That made me pretty happy.
We're talking about syndicated programming with Kim Clark for DJ for a Day here on our podcast, On the Way Up. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
I've really been looking forward to the new one from Tanarawin, their 8th record. It's called Elwan. It's the second album that the group has recorded outside their home country of Mali because of war. So they've jogged all around the globe. They've been in Joshua Tree, California, Morocco, and France to make this one. Here's the tune that translates to The Voice of Tamashek Women. on the way up, wrapping up with our segue of the week, the German avant-garde group Can with Moonshake from their 1973 record Future Days. That's the last album that they made with vocalist Demo Suzuki, syncing up with Tanarowin, the voice of Tamashek Women from L1. Tanarowin bringing on a few guests on this record, Mark Lanegan, Matt Sweeney, Elaine Johans, along with a number of legendary Moroccan musicians. They recorded part of that record in Morocco. My name is Joe Kendrick, your host for On the Way Up. It's been a lot of fun. We thank you for being here. Everything we do at WNCW, including this podcast, is made possible with listener support. And you can join us and help us continue anytime by becoming a member on our website at wncw.org. Our theme music is from Eliza Lynn. It's called Sing a New Song. I welcome your feedback by email, joek@wncw.org. Please do drop by next week for Episode 5 of On the Way Up.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song to the drops coming down. Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets the